else would you rather be than right here, right now?
For Bills fans. Let's go, Buffalo! By Bills fans.
Only Buffalo is going to win it!
This is the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast with Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn and Alex Jones.
This place is pandemonium!
Here's Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn.
And welcome back for another edition of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn, Alex Jones, happy to be joining you. It's been several weeks since our last podcast, which was pre-AFC Championship game. Well, as a result, Buffalo did not win that game. They fell by 32-29, but Kansas City went on to get smoked in the Super Bowl by Philadelphia, and here we are. The Combine is this week in Indianapolis. The NFL Draft is coming up around the corner. Plenty to discuss here. How did you take the end of the season? Were you hurt? Were you sad? Were you like, hey, this team was supposed to be on a rebuild, and instead we made it all the way to the AFC Championship game? What was your feeling at the way the season ended for the Buffalo Bills, Alex?
Yeah, I think that, you know, at first it was hurt, right? Like, we came up short again, but then it was the realization that, you know, that this team was supposed to be rebuilding and made it all the way to the championship game.
Yeah, and I mean, guys like Mac Hollins, who I thought had a stud game in the AFC Championship, you know, I thought all in all, the things that they needed to fix, well, one, if I ever see the tush push again, I might just lose it there. I mean, it didn't work the first five times. Why would it work however many other times they tried in that game? That got irritating.
Yeah,
the lack of pass rush.
That one makes sense to me because it's worked so many times before. I understand that you just got to keep thinking like, hey, this is our go-to play. We've been successful on it. And they were, I mean, by most camera angles and eyeballs, they were successful when they needed it the most.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know. I think, too, it's also one of those times, Brad, where they would have killed him if they hadn't, you know? The next day would have been, well, why didn't the Bills do the tush push? Or why didn't, you know, why, you know, you've done it all year and now you go away from it because Kansas City scared you out of it.
Yeah, I mean, but, I mean, I recall the play, too, where it looked like it was going to be a tush push for Mahomes. Instead, he rolls out of the pocket and picks it up on the ground that way. And, you know, it worked when they went out wide to Cook and he pushed the ball over the pylon for that touchdown there. But I would have liked a little more outside running. I don't know. It's too hard to dissect. Game's over. They didn't win. Kansas City did not win the Super Bowl. So here we are. We turn the page. Based on how the season ended, I mean, how would you address this Bills roster? We saw what Philadelphia did with a four-man rush, and Buffalo was just not getting home. Is that, if you're Brandon Bean, is that where you're trying to put your draft stock into and still trying to finally figure out the defensive line one for all? Because they still have yet to really figure that position out.
Yeah, I think it's – I don't know. I think it's – it's something you have to certainly discuss. It's an area you have to put some stock in, you know, put some sort of thought into, because you're, like you said, Brad, it is an area that you just didn't, in the moment, you didn't have it. And the Eagles were able to do that. Although they think it looks like theirs is going to be, you know, feel like their defensive line is going to be one, you know, three of the highest paid free agents this, you know, cycle. So, I don't know. It feels like an area the Bills can definitely look into. There's depth in this pass, in this defensive line group, both interior and exteriorly. And we'll get into that a little bit later on.
One of the names that has come up here, because he's basically demanded a trade, and then today he reiterated that doesn't wish to renegotiate his contract with Cleveland, that's Myles Garrett, that he wants a trade. He wants out in Buffalo, of course, has been mentioned as a possible destination, and I think a lot of people would like to have Myles Garrett here, but give our listeners, give us some kind of piece, Alex. Is there any way that we should compare a move of trading for a guy like Myles Garrett to the Von Miller signing back in 2022?
Well, Von Miller was 34, 33 at the time of the signing. Myles Garrett's 29 years old. If he gets traded to the Buffalo Bills, that's getting a player in the middle of his prime, in the middle of his peak performance, coming off like multiple straight seasons of 10 plus sacks. And it just would be a thing of if that's the case, you gotta go after it. 14 sacks this year, 14 sacks last year, 16 sacks the year before that, 16 sacks the year before that, 12 the year before that, 10 the year before that, 13 and a half the year before that. And then his rookie season, he had 7. So he's 102 and a half sacks combined throughout his career. And I'll be honest, if you can get a guy like that who can give you 14 sacks, and that's playing on a Browns defensive line with, can you name one other person on that Browns D line this year?
No, I can't. Not off the top of my head now without looking it up. Nope.
Right. And that's him playing on that team where he's the main pass rusher. Now he has Greg Rousseau next to him. He has Ed Oliver. He has Daquan Jones. He has Dwayne Carter. He has, the rookie from Troy who was a pretty good pass rush specialist. You got these guys. You might even have Von Miller across from you. If you go to, I wouldn't be shocked if Brandon Bean went to Von and was like, hey, we're going to bring in Myles Garrett. I need you to take XY pay cut. I think Von goes, all right, I'm in. Second Super Bowl ring for Von would solidify him certainly as a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
And I could see him being like, you know what? Me and Myles Garrett, Greg Rousseau, Ed Oliver out there on pass rush downs is scary work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then there's been other names thrown out there. Do they go out and trade for someone like Max Crosby, who I would not mind at all? Had a big campaign for the Raiders last year, but
he's not going anywhere.
You don't think so? No.
No. He has openly stated multiple times he wants to be a Raider for life. The Raiders are trying to turn it around. That one doesn't make any sense. There's some rumblings that Micah Parsons might be available.
Yeah.
Simply because they don't want to sign him to a new contract. And if Micah Parsons is available, you send them 3 to 4 first-round picks, A.J. Epenesa, whoever they want, package them all together, say, Jerry Jones, it's nice doing business, sign Micah Parsons, the highest defensive contract ever, and watch him get 20 sacks next season.
Okay, I like it. So a lot of ways that we can go here. That's looking at free agency on the line. Alex, where in the draft should the Bills be looking? Should they be looking early, or do you think they address other positions of need? Do you think they look at cornerback? Maybe they go wide receiver in the first round. Where would you focus the Bills' energy on, you know, building up this lineup for 2025?
It's boring, but I say BPA. Best player, your highest player on the board available. There's good cornerbacks. There's good safeties in the first round. There's good edge rushers. There's some interior defensive line that are intriguing. There's wide receivers that if they fall, somebody like a Matthew Golden out of Texas, I would absolutely adore in the first round. It really is. The Bills have positional needs at a lot of different areas, but at the same time, they also don't, if that makes sense. Like, they could survive. The Bills, like, cornerback is one. They have Christian Benford, who looked like one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL last year. Genuinely looked like the best cornerback, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. He is a guy, like, you could find somebody serviceable next to him to be your number two corner. You could re-sign Rasul Douglas. There's a million different things. Safety. You could get somebody. I hate to say it. I don't think DeMar Hamlin's re-signing. If he is, it's not a starting role. You could have somebody in that Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop, and then have somebody next to them. Edge rusher. You could get in. There's a bunch of edge rushers in this class that look really good. One of my favorites is Mike Green from Marshall. He just plays like a man on fire.
Yeah.
He's small. Mm-hmm. But he just plays like he's so much bigger.
Like Ed Oliver a little bit.
Yeah. Jadon Batte out of Texas, the safety. Love him. He plays everything. He plays outside corner, nickel corner, deep middle safety, box safety. That kind of guy I could see McDermott really putting a lot of faith in. So there's there's a lot of different options. You could go wide receiver. You could go, like, really, honestly, the only thing that you can't draft at this point is probably tackle, because you've got Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins locked up long-term.
Yep.
Quarterback and running back, but that's just because there's, I don't think there's anybody that's worth drafting as a first-round running back in this class. I think there's really good players.
Mm-hmm.
Marion out of UNC is one.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one that's going to go really high. I can't remember. Off the top of my brain, I can't remember it, and it's going to bug me. But there is – I just don't see running back as a viable position. Linebacker, probably not. But also, Matt Milano has had two borderline season-ending injuries. You know, do you believe that you believe the young kids are going to be able to take spots? The middle linebacker out of Baylor is a free agent next year. There's a lot of possibilities that I think you just go, we're just going to sit because this draft is deep. The guy you get at 10, Adam Schefter said it, I think today or yesterday, the guy you get at 10 and the guy you get at 40 are going to be very close talent-wise. Now, that means that it's not a top-heavy draft, but it's a deep draft. It also means there's a lot of running backs available in the that are going to be like that would be day two picks.
Yes,
in like the fifth round this year.
Yep. And so Buffalo's hit on that in the past, so I wouldn't shy away from that.
No, and I just think with James Cook wanting $15 million a year, also the Bills re-signing Khalil Shakir, getting ahead of that market, 4 years, $60 million max.
I think
it was like $24 million guaranteed.
Yep.
What a great contract.
It's funny, I was talking with someone today, and they're like, oh, I hate that contract. And I was like, no, they're setting it now because the bar's only going to go higher. Cincinnati has put it out that they want to make Ja'Marr Chase the second highest player in the NFL. So if that's going to happen, no, they did the right thing by getting that deal done this week.
Yeah. And it was a smart move to get into market ahead of time. And if Brandon Bean is a guy who gets, he always is in market ahead of the clock. You know, he got Teron Johnson early, got Spencer Brown early,
yep,
and Oliver early, and he's ahead of a lot of the curve in getting these guys in and locking in really nice contracts. Even Josh Allen, he locked in very early.
Yes.
So I think that I wouldn't be shocked if we see another Josh Allen extension. And then B, I wouldn't be shocked if you see some of these younger guys. I think them playing out the final year of their contract, rather be a Bernard, Caruso, any of the guys like that.
Yeah.
It's telling. You know what I mean? I think that's them saying, we're okay with you leaving. I mean, look at Dane Jackson. Dane Jackson signed a big money deal, 3 years, $21 million with the Panthers. Cut after a year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if DeMar Hamlin gets a similar contract. I doubt the Bills re-sign him. He's a great story.
Steelers.
But it's just, yeah, it just feels like the Steelers are going to sign him. They need a safety. He fits that.
And he said he wants to play for his hometown team in Pittsburgh multiple times, so I'm not shocked there. So let's use DeMar Hamlin as a springboard here. Let's go through the unrestricted free agents for the Bills and just – would you want them back? Not Brandon Bean, not anyone else. Alex, you and I. Ty Johnson, I'd want him back.
Yes.
Third down back. I
think I don't think he's coming back though. I think some
no. I think he'll get
gonna,
money in the market.
I think some team's going to spend money, seeing A, with the cap going up $25 million, and B, they're going to see the production in the playoffs and they're going to bite on it.
And honestly, I hate to say it, replaceable.
Yes, I agree. I like him a lot, but it is what it is.
Yep. Reggie Gilliam. I'm iffy. I like the player. I think he's a good player, but they don't utilize the fullback enough. He plays a lot of special teams. I think he could probably get a low grade signing on that. I bring him back.
I bring him back. I'm fine with it.
Here's the interesting one. In season trade with Cleveland, Amari Cooper.
I think
if you can get him on a 1-2 year flyer, that's not too heavy with money, maybe. But that's an if he's willing to take a contract like that.
I don't know.
Matt Collins, I think you can get him cheap. I definitely want a guy like Mac back. Not high expectations. A guy who can straight up ball out. Who's super fun with the fans and the community. I mean, who else shows up not in a suit coat to the AFC Championship game, but dressed like Animal from the Muppets? Yeah, I want that guy back on my team.
Absolutely.
Quentin Jefferson.
He's on his second tour in Buffalo. I was going to say, him and Jordan Phillips won't be additions until midseason. Let's skip those.
Fair enough.
Let's be honest here. Quentin Jefferson, Jordan Phillips aren't signing because they're not going to training camp.
What about Austin Johnson?
Yeah, re-sign him. I think all the young guys you resign.
Okay, yeah. They're seasoned veterans like Jefferson and Phillips later.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they're nothing contracts. You're going to re-sign those guys you have contract control over. Bring them back. Bring them on cheap contracts that you can be like, yep, we're dropping it. And the thing is with these contracts is they don't really add to the cap because when you sign a guy to a lower-end deal, let's say you're like, oh, it's $1.52 million against the cap. And it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. But the next guy below him is $1.42 million cap hit. So that 100,000 is the thing that gets added to the cap, not the full $152 million.
Okay. How about Dwayne Smoot, who was a late signing? He was with Jacksonville for the 6 years prior. Buffalo gets him on a one-year deal. He was a late addition. They picked him up in May. I don't know. I feel like that he's someone that we could sign later.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think he's a guy who... I think that makes a lot of sense.
Here's an interesting one. Another, you know, player that came to the Buffalo Bills via trade and worked out, but I don't think he was nearly as good as he was his first year in Buffalo, is Rasul Douglas, who, you know, he came in and had a number of, I would say, splash plays for the Bills in that first season. Four interceptions in that partial year in Buffalo. No picks last year. I mean, the splash plays are nice and all, but he doesn't give up a lot. If they can get him on a friendly deal, I'd like, but I almost really wanted them targeting that other corner position on the draft, while at the same time, maybe this offseason, before we go to next year, try locking up Christian Benford, because I think that's a guy we definitely want back.
I completely agree. I think that's one that's going to... It's going to be a priority in the offseason of who, you know... Do we re-sign this guy? Do we re-sign this guy? Do we re-sign? I think Christian Benford might be re-signed this offseason.
We touched on DeMar. I'm pretty sure that this re-signing is going to happen. If it doesn't, I'll be slightly surprised, but I'll trust the process. Reed Ferguson.
Yep, bring him back. Just keep paying him. Who cares?
He's been one of the longest tenured Buffalo Bills since he came to the league from LSU.
Ryan. Was he really Rex Ryan? Yeah,
that's crazy to think that he was the previous regime. Yeah, 2016, he was Rex Ryan. Holy moly. And then I believe his brother, he's the long snapper for the Dolphins, Blake.
Yes.
Yep. Both LSU kids. So, yep, would definitely like Reed Ferguson back. By the way, Reed Ferguson, didn't you love, what was it, an April Fool's joke? 2 years ago where he and his brother said, oh yeah, we've switched teams. He's now a Bill and I'm now a Dolphin. And then they said,
I think so, yeah.
Hilarious. Restricted free agent here. Shane Buechel, camp body, whatever. Practice squad quarterback. And then tight end Quinton Morris, who I've liked in a limited role. Young man out of the MAC, out of Bowling Green. I'd love to see him continue with the Bills, but depth please, if they let him walk, I would have zero issue with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think he gets re-signed. The Bills like him. They played him a fair amount.
He just seems to fit in that when you see him on the field, like, oh, Quinton Morris on the field? Oh, he just scored a touchdown? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think they bring him back.
Yeah. We'll see. Any cuts that you expect out of this Bills roster? I mean, do you think they finally say, all right, you're a bust. Goodbye, Kyrie Elam.
No, because here's the thing. It doesn't make any sense. You don't make money from it.
Yeah.
If anything, they're going to try to trade him. And I could see a team being like, hey, we have a first-round bust. Let's swap them and see if we can figure it out. you know, I like this guy. Let's figure, you know, I could easily see the Bills doing some sort of swap trade like that.
And here's a question, too. Ty Johnson, they let him walk in free agency. Do you see Frank Gore Jr. maybe getting a spot on this 53-man roster?
I don't. I think they go...
It's honestly a fun story, right? But I don't see it happening either. I just don't think he has the size for it.
Yeah.
Trying to think anyone else on this roster that I could see going. I mean, not right now. It's going to be interesting because, I don't know, it doesn't feel like last year, where last year a lot of veterans got let go. I mean, obviously, Mitch Morris, Poyer, Gabe Davis, they traded away Stephon Diggs. It's not going to be an offseason like that, but you still want to get better and keep pace with the rest of the league. So a lot of work to go for the Buffalo Bills. Any free agents out there that you're kind of circling the water on, Alex?
Yeah, I really want, oh my gosh, the safety from Miami.
Yeah, gosh, and his name escapes me right now. I'm going to spit it out here. I know it. I've read his name a million times. I've said his name.
Javon Holland. I love Javon Holland. I think he's got a real bad break in Miami. I think he literally has had four defensive coordinators his entire time in Miami. And I think the Bills, I think Sean McDermott brings him in and just he is, I think Cole Bishop plays the box. I think you bring Taylor Rapp in as the big nickel. Taylor Rapp also could play if Cole Bishop's not 100% ready. And then you have Javon Holland, just that free-ranging safety, the Micah Hyde over the top. Doesn't mean he won't play in the box, because he also can play in the box. That's what I like about him. He plays both. He can do both. But I think if I'm going after one free agent and one free agent alone, it's Javon Holland, because it eliminates a draft need, right?
Yes.
If you sign Javon Holland, you do not need a safety in the draft. Yeah. You're just not taking one unless it's a late-round pick and a developmental guy.
Do you think Buffalo has any proximity hope? I know, granted, British Columbia, opposite side of Canada, but Buffalo's right by Canada where he's from, so maybe.
I mean, it could be. It could be, Brad. I mean, it's going to be a bit of a change, but also he knows what it's like to be on the other side of the field. And we've seen some guys be like, yep, I played there. Now I'm playing here, and I actually really enjoy it.
Yeah. He's played Buffalo, what, six times in his short career in the NFL? So,
yeah.
Yep, why not get him to come on over here and work for the Buffalo Bills? That'd be great.
Exactly.
Final thoughts here as we go into the draft and free agency around the corner. Any final thoughts here on the Combine this week? We didn't touch on the Combine enough.
You know, I know I haven't really been able to pay attention. I'm going to do a deep dive into it tomorrow. I'm honestly just excited for everything that's happening. Our next, do a little professionalism here, Brad. We're going to do a tease here.
Yes.
Brad and I are going to be doing a mock draft spectacular for our next one. We're both going to come with our own mock drafts, like with trades and scenarios, and we're going to walk each other through as if we were Brandon Bean and what our thoughts were with each pick.
And don't forget the NFL draft coming up here in 2025, April 24th through Saturday, April 26th from Green Bay, Wisconsin. So that should be a lot of fun. And one thing I didn't get a chance to touch on, as a Bills season ticket holder, I did my stadium experience. And I was really just more interested in seeing what it's going to look like, the venues, the food, and all that. I think it's going to be spectacular, but I'm probably not going to have season tickets there. Just saying.
Yeah, that's crazy. I haven't got my stadium experience. I haven't got any notification about that at all.
Yeah, it was like about an hour-long meeting at the Fan Experience Center up there in Williamsville. And I don't want to give too much away because they've asked people not to take pictures, video, and all that. I mean, you get to kind of see what the stands look like. You see all the different concourses and everything. And then they take you into a room, and that's where they pressure you with the sales pitch. Where do you want your seats? And basically, they told us what it would cost for, like, the seats we have now. We laughed, and we told them our price. And they said, great, when that price is available, we'll let you know. So
yeah,
it's a possibility, but I'm not banking on it. I love the Buffalo Bills, but, you know, I watch them pretty fine before my journey here.
Let's call a spade here. They're pricing themselves out of the working class.
Yeah.
They want what Jerry Jones has, which is where corporations own a majority of the season tickets and only the richest can go to games, because you're not making them advertising dollars on television if you're not watching at home.
Yeah, so I'll probably, you know, my goal is hit one game a year. I mean, I'm only 6 miles away from the stadium where we live here in the South Town, so yeah, commute-wise, no problem, but yeah, I just don't see the worth in the whole season. That's one season ticket holder's opinion. Don't let me sway you if you're on the fence, if you're looking at season tickets. I am not a representation of the Buffalo Bills. I'm only a representation of myself and this podcast, the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. Remind you where to find us. Of course, find Alex on Twitter at TWCallahanDHS. Find me at Bills Bruiser. Find us at DraftHouseSports.com and at Facebook.com/BuffaloBillsDraftHouse. Any other final thoughts this week, Alex?
No, that's it, Brad. Just getting ready for all the fun that comes with the offseason. You can follow us, all of our updates, like Brad said, on our socials, on our website. Just keep an eye out for us on everything.
And don't forget, we will kick off Season 7. Hard to believe we've already done 6 seasons, Alex, but Season 7 of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast will kick off with some mock drafts, and it's going to be, like you said, a mock draft spectacular. Look forward to that coming up soon.
What are we in, year 13 of the podcast overall?
Yeah, we're up there.
You're 12.
Yes. Started 2013. So there you go. Yeah. So we've been doing it. Holy smokes. We were on a different site beforehand, Schmuffalo Schmodown, and we broke off, branched off, and big thanks to Alex. You were the one who helped push me and get this website going, and we've had this podcast going ever since.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an exceptional 12 years, Brad.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to many, many more. So look forward to Season 7 of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast is coming up. For Alex Jones, I'm Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn. Go Bills.
This has been the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast.
Available on Spotify, Odyssey, Prime Music, Audible, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An R Street Media production.